Students shoot pool on a Monday afternoon at Texas Southern University in Houston's Third Ward. Others are at the Student Center to grab a bite and catch up with friends. November's election also is on the minds of students here at the historically black university.
We all know how important this election is, so I don't think anybody on campus here is letting it slip through our fingers. We're all trying to seriously do our part.
That was Ayanna Wilmore. She and her sorority are helping students register to vote ahead of the October 7th deadline. The school will be a polling place during early voting and on Election Day after it lost early voting for the March primary. Jay Reynolds, another student, thinks more of them will vote this time.
If it's somewhere far, nah. If it's somewhere they have to travel to off campus, no.
Much the same is true at the nearby University of Houston, where the number of students, faculty, and staff top 50,000. Diego Arriaga is the student body president.
It's super important that we have that early voting location because it promotes students wanting to vote, the community to vote, accessibility of voting. Because if it wasn't on campus, I don't see many of our students going out of their way to find a location off campus to go vote.
U of H and Texas Southern have had voting centers since at least 2019, when Harris County began allowing residents to cast ballots at any of its polling places. Jason Smith is a vice chancellor at U of H and says he lobbied for early voting to return to campus after they also lost it in the spring.
I engaged with several different elected officials to make sure that they're aware of it and that the university was concerned about the fact that we had lost it and wanted one back.
Harris County Clerk Tanisha Hudspeth did not specify why there was no early voting at the universities during the primary. She says polling locations can change based on the type of election, the county's resources and manpower, site availability, and past voter turnout.
There was never a time where U of H and TSU were not going to be considered for polling locations.
A total of 12 colleges and universities in Harris County will hold early voting this fall at a time when some Texas lawmakers want to limit voting on campuses. Hill Country Republican Kerry Isaac proposed a state law last year to eliminate voting at colleges, citing safety concerns related to mass shootings. Earlier this month, the Tarrant County judge, who's a Republican, tried to remove voting at some colleges there. Traditionally, polls show college students tend to favor Democrats.
There are definitely folks in the state that want to suppress the vote and think of the vote in partisan terms.
That's Alex Burnell, the advocacy director for Move Texas, a nonpartisan nonprofit that focuses in part on voting rights.
Student polling locations in particular have been under threat.
In August, students at Prairie View A&M were close to having their votes diluted. The historically black university just northwest of Houston in Waller County has a history of voter suppression. Dr. Denise Maddox, with the county's Democratic Party, pushed back against efforts to add early voting locations in mainly white conservative areas.
We wanted parity. If they wanted two early voting center sites, then we wanted two.
Wilmore at Texas Southern hopes her fellow students take advantage of the vote center less than a month from now.
The fact that people in Houston can vote on campus is definitely a win. We just gotta keep it a win. We gotta keep that win. We just gotta make sure we do our part to utilize that polling location so that way there's no reason to take it away from us.
For News 88.7 In Depth, I'm Adam Zubinich.